Podshow is pleased to bring you the following killer content direct from the all-new feature-rich podshow.com. Get it, play it, dig it.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queercast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Lennox McGee.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queercast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines. Offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And you're listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 76. I'm Peter Maverick.
And I'm Amy Matheny. I am totally divided in my household over this whole Super Bowl experience weekend.
Really? Well, I'm 30.
You're so. 30 years old.
Yes. Now I'm 30.
You're 30 years old.
Yeah. So divided over what happened in the Super Bowl. Like, what was your Super Bowl experience?
See how the Super Bowl is already trumping your 30th birthday. It just sucks.
No, it isn't. Because what I've decided.
I turned 30. Yes.
I am celebrating for 30 days.
Good for you.
30 days I'm celebrating.
I get the last 15 with you. Okay.
I wake up
the
every day.
The first 15 have been difficult. I've been so busy.
I wake up every day and I think, oh, it's my birthday. This is fantastic.
Yay!
Although I've been to Dunkin' Donuts a little too much on my birthday,
that's
so I have
okay.
to stop.
That's okay. It doesn't really start hitting you till about 34, and then it slaps
really?
You in the face.
Oh, because I can't run
stop.
In the morning. I can't run outside.
It's so cold, isn't it?
It is. I don't like running on the treadmill either because it's warm and the boys hang down, and maybe I need compression underwear to hold
them
up.
Maybe.
That's kind of the. That's so non sequitur.
Wow.
Speaking of compression underwear, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Well, you know, my folks were in town for the Super Bowl, and
To see it on your HDTV.
Just
that's
to see
right.
it. Just see the grass blades on my. My father was like, Virginia, we should get us one of them. Look at yeah. that. Can you see that television?
I can see the snowflakes. Look, they're all different.
That. Yeah, you can see the raindrops keep falling on Peyton's
head. Oh, that's right.
Head.
They had rain. That's right.
Yeah, lots of rain. You know, honestly, we will definitely probably. There's been some controversy around the Super Bowl. We'll talk about that probably in our next show. But but you know. Interestingly enough, my girlfriend is from Indiana, so she's a Colts fan. My family is from Tennessee, which is where Peyton Manning, you know, star quarterback, is big University of Tennessee boy. And I'm a big Peyton Manning fan and also a Bears fan. So it was just, I felt so conflicted. I guess I thought the first half of the game was fun and interesting. And I thought the second half of the game, it was like, oh, come on, let the Bears get back on the field so it can actually be a game. But, you know, I'm thrilled for Peyton Manning. I know any Bears fans who are listening to this probably hate me for saying that. But I think he's pretty amazing. He's been with that club for a really long time. And he's there's not going to be any quarterback like him. And that's about all I can say about football.
Did he get a lot of home runs?
He got a lot of home runs.
Okay, there we go.
No, he just got a lot of base hits. That's about
okay, he got a lot of base hits? All right.
He hits a lot of base hits and they add up to runners coming in.
Let me tell you about my birthday. Let me tell you what I did on my birthday. I went to spin. I had a few cocktails with a couple friends. In the early afternoon. Not in the morning. I went to bed early the night before and I got up in the morning and I baked myself a cake because I thought it's my birthday. So I baked myself a little cake and I had some nice food and I made myself nice food. So I have a couple drinks and then I go to my friend Ken's house because I know his boyfriend is a big old sporto. It's cute. It's endearing. I love him, but he's a big old sporto and he's like 7'2". I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
He's huge. He's huge. He's like the friendly giant. The
abominable snowman.
He's gigantic. Brad is enormous. Anyway, so I go over to his house. I am sitting. They have like a huge screen TV. It's about twice as big as yours. It's a rear projection though.
That's
it's still beautiful.
My room's
but
very small.
It made me a little hard seeing their TV.
Yeah.
They have two beautiful couches and there's like six gorgeous guys sitting on the couch watching the game. And there is my friend Ken and his friend Jane. And what the fuck are they playing? But Pretty Pretty Princess.
What's Pretty Pretty Princess?
It's this game where you spin a dial and you go around the board and you collect. You have to have a necklace and a bracelet. You have to have both earrings and the crown, but you can't have the black ring. Do you know I won? I was the Pretty Pretty Princess.
Of course you were, because it was your birthday. It was your 30th birthday.
And we ate all this glorious pulled pig, and we had he had that octo dog maker. Have you ever seen an octo dog?
No, I'm
a dog. No, you take a hot dog and you cuts it up into an octopus. And it's awesome. So he made the octo dogs.
Like phrase it out.
Yeah, it's a very Japanese thing, because you know the Japanese mothers do it to the lunch boxes in the morning. But so we had octo dogs and beans and all kinds of good stuff. And I brought the rest of my cake and we had it. So then we went in the other room and we watched a movie about like gay sex in the '70s.
There you go. I thought you were spending your 30th with your parents.
Well, I did that the day after, because I decided this was going to be more fun, because who can resist Pretty Pretty Princess and gay sex in the 70s? And then we started watching this movie called Chatterbox. Do you know what Chatterbox is about? A vagina that talks.
Well, there you go.
It's a D movie.
It's a D movie.
And she actually has a vagina that talks.
It's like Frankenhooker. Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies.
It like sings. It sings the national anthem. God. And we're going to have to watch this movie together.
We need to watch this and do like a mystery science podcast on it.
Absolutely.
Give it a pod snap for the Chatterbox.
And her poussoir was chattering. So yeah, that was my...
That is hilarious.
And it's just very 70s. And she's naked half the time. But you don't ever see the lips moving or anything like that. But yeah, Chatterbox, look for it.
Chatterbox.
I couldn't believe, only my friend Ken would.
There's
pull
some new
some
horror
like
movie
that
was at Sundance, which is about a vagina with teeth.
Oh, and, my God.
Yeah. And ew. It's like kind of a, yeah. So I don't know what that is, but I'll try to do some research on that and have that for you at some point. If somebody knows, you can email me on the website, give a comment. But there's some new Sundance film that came out that was about a vagina with teeth. That's what I know.
I'm afraid.
So that sounds like a chatterbox to me, especially if it's cold like it is in Chicago.
A chattering box.
That vagina with teeth starts chattering.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be that kind of, yikes. So what else is going on with you?
Well, my folks were here. So that was really the big thing for me was just having them here. I have a really good time with my parents, and and they were able to spend some time with us. And you know, because we had some weather this weekend, we were just able to we just kind of stayed in, we ordered some food in, we were just really chill. It was just, you know, it was a quick little trip. So that's really been it, you know, and still doing the play. I've only got a couple more weeks and then I'm going to come see your show.
Yay!
I'm going to see the Cage Dames. We're going to have them on the show, on the next show.
Yep.
So going to want to stay tuned for that. I'm going to have to listen to that, because I'm going to have to get a little bit of a tasty treat. But I know that you've been able to see some theater, which I did not get to see. But
I got to see John Boy and Norm.
Yep.
We went to see, my friend Jonathan and I went to see 12 Angry Men, which is playing now at the LaSalle.
Heard it's fantastic.
Now, some of you may be familiar with the movie. The movie had just hordes and hordes of stars in it back in the day. And it's actually, the script was written quite a while ago. But it's about the entire play takes place in basically, as the jury is deliberating, a murder trial.
Mm-hmm.
And what was so interesting to me, especially about this show, and I'm not going to give away what happens, because I really do think it's something you really need to run out and go see. It's not very long, but it's totally worth it. George Wendt, he plays the foreman. Richard Thomas plays kind of the first voice of dissent in there. But, you know, it was revolving around a lot of the same things that Doubt was. Which is really was so interesting to me, to see them in such close proximity, to see Doubt and then to see this, and really talking about, you know, beyond a reasonable doubt. How do we define that? And
well, it's interesting too with our show, with the show that we're doing about whether or not Dan White, when he shot Harvey Milk and George Moscone, had any diminished capacity. Mm-hmm. Was he fully present and cognitive?
Yeah. Was he really cognizant of his actions or really, really out of it? And it's just so interesting to see that that theme sort of creeping up in my life left and right, just here and there. But it was a fantastic cast. They're very tight. And
Chicagoans in this, because Patrick Gneau, who's done a lot of stuff at Steppenwolf, is in the cast. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
It is put on by the Roundhouse Theater Company, I believe is the name of them. So just an incredible, incredible thing. It was George Wendt's a lot bigger than I expected him to be, but there you go.
Roundabout Theater, you mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Roundabout Theater, not Roundhouse. But it just a fantastic production, just to see it and really absorb it, and to watch these guys go through just a range of emotions. And it's a period piece, you know, it's set back in the, I believe, in the 54.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see their interpretation of culture, and You know, I've never been on a jury. Have you?
I have never. I'm going to say this and knock on your table at the same time. I have never been called for jury duty. And it's so funny
either.
That you mentioned. You haven't either?
No, I haven't ever.
Why? I've had so many parking tickets and stuff like that. I don't know how they don't know who I am.
They know who you are.
But, you know, it's so
strange.
But
you're registered to vote here, right?
I am.
And that's what makes you eligible for jury duty.
I vote all the time.
I do too.
I vote every election. You know, and I was registered to vote in Memphis, and I was registered to vote in my hometown of Tennessee. So, you know, it's really strange. I said that to somebody just like last week, and they were like, "You're kidding me!"
They're like, "Because you've been on gay radio for so many years." They're like, "Oh, screw her. We're not going to call her."
I don't know. Do you think this? I have no idea.
I don't know what the FBI
Google people and they know that. Like, oh, I don't want her. She's definitely opinionated.
Remember, Google's only about 5 years old, so they weren't good. They weren't pulling you up before then. But I think, you know, who knows what the FBI dossier has on me. Probably that I like to suck boys off in high school.
Then I know why you're, but I didn't. Well, I did. I sucked boys off in high school. Oh,
no. Yes, okay. You did. But it's just, it was a fascinating production. And again, it's at the LaSalle Theater, which is so great. We went to Italian Village afterwards, which just goes hand in hand with the LaSalle.
Oh, how fun is that?
It was good. In the little village, drinking limoncello and eating pasta.
That's one of the earliest places I ever remember eating.
I love it.
My
father just so
downtown,
freaking
of.
Chicago to me.
It is.
It really is. It truly
all
is.
All those little rooms. Yeah, you know, it's, you know, this show was directed by Scott Ellis, and he is a fantastic. I'm listening here trying to read his bio because I thought that he directed something that I knew.
Yes, we are looking at the playbill.
Sorry, I'm looking at the playbill because I didn't get to see the show. I mean, he's done a lot of stuff. God, yeah. He's worked with everybody. He's worked with Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren.
In a month.
Oh my God,
the
SAG Awards.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about the SAG Awards.
She took them.
She did.
Nothing
they
like
were
a
very,
dame.
They were very boring.
She was also on Oprah.
Oh, she was.
She was on Oprah, and I love her on Oprah.
Really? How was her makeup on Oprah?
Her makeup was good on Oprah. She looked very fresh and natural. It was like her and Kate Winslet, and it's all the Brits, like Dame Judi Dench, and
was it Borat? Was he on the?
No, it was just women. It was all women. It was those three, and also Abigail Breslin, the little girl from Little Miss Sunshine. And it was great. It was lovely because there, besides Kate Winslet, who's really well known, I feel like the other three obviously don't get a lot of interview time. So
I think Helen Mirren was for a long time she was refusing interviews.
Maybe
she refused the Dame thing a couple times too, didn't she?
I don't know.
Yeah, I do believe she did.
I just know that she's gorgeous and she posed nude and.
What's her real name?
You should all just go to because, you know, they just launched this new Dove campaign for women over 60 getting nude. And Oprah also had that on. And I'm like, why don't they just call Helen Mirren? No, Oprah wouldn't do it. She said, you couldn't pay me any amount of money. But
well, they could cut her face out and paste it onto somebody's
body.
Well,
they got really six amazing looking women that are all like over 50 who are totally... totally nude in an ad campaign, but they're covering their privates. But
are they saggy?
Some of them are saggy, but they're
really?
So beautiful.
Because
okay,
those
so
first
great.
Dove ads that came out that said this is the real me. Everyone had huge knockers, round hips, and perfect skin.
Yeah, well,
remember
there you
that
go.
One? That was not right.
But you know what I love is that these women are older. But you know, Helen is a confirmed nudist, naturist,
mm-hmm.
And so if you just Google like Helen Mirren plus. Photos you will find or naked photos you will find so
Wasn't
many pictures
she,
of her.
In the Clash of the Titans weren't her boobies all hanging out
well she was in Caligula and her boobies
oh that's what I'm thinking
and the cook
of.
The thief his wife or lover her oh, yeah. everything all
yeah,
her bits
all
and
her
pieces,
bits and pieces.
I've
sure
adopted
were.
That from Peter Maverick. But speaking of women's bits and pieces
yeah.
hanging all out
what
we,
a segue
thank you this is why Tracy Payne pays me the big bucks
I'm saying
we have with us today from Girl Bar Julie Mosier formerly of Chicks Mix, who is going to be talking with us about the hottest and biggest women's week in the world.
The hottest and biggest women.
No. Well, some of them are.
Well, you know,
probably
but not
the
just
hottest and the biggest.
Week.
There's probably the hottest and some biggest women at the Dinah Shore weekend.
Mullet.
But now it's now the Dinah Shore week. It's just the Dinah.
Yeah, I just hear the Dinah.
And,
which is like, I like eggs and bacon. I'll go to the Dinah and get an order.
To the Dinah and get
the
an order.
The Quanta Dinah.
And yeah, so everybody's going to be wanting to head on out to that. And we're going to be telling you who all's coming. Hopefully one out of three will every night. But Peter was a little slow on that uptake. But
sorry.
Anyhow,
I'm thinking, how am I
going to
get all the boys to come here?
Yeah, get all the boys to come here because they'll all be at the Dinah. So we're going to be talking about that today. Also, Richard Knight Jr., speaking of the SAGs and awards, he is starting to talk to us about, you know, he's our movie critic. So he's here to fill us in on what's going on for the month of March.
Yes, absolutely. So we've got Richard. We've got the gorgeous Julie, who I usually have hair fights with because she usually has better hair than me. And
she has good product.
Off. She does. She gives good hair.
She gives good hair.
Maybe good something else. I don't really know.
But. And the news and much, much more. So it's all coming up after this.
Guess who we got to star in Legends? The hilarious comedy by James Kirkwood, Joan Collins, and Linda Evans together again for the first time since Dynasty. Of course they get along. Gotta go. That's Joan. Angel, isn't it thrilling?
No, I never dreamed Linda would be acting with me again. If you call that acting.
That must be Linda. Linda, sweetheart, I was just talking to Joan.
Really? Well, I've always enjoyed her work, ever since I was a little girl.
Are you talking to Linda? Find out if she's still in show business.
Is that Joan? Find out if she's still alive.
Hang on, I'm patching you through on conference call.
Joan?
Linda?
Darling! I thought you were dead!
Joan Collins and Linda Evans live on stage in Legends, the comedy about big stars and bigger egos.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Mr. Edible.
Your true genius combined two of man's favorite things, panties and food.
I can taste it now.
They're a snack. They're underwear. They're a snack and underwear. Brilliant.
Two treats in one.
Gorgeous grape. Rock my world raspberry. Bodacious banana.
26 flavors.
And nothing says I want you like a man with a mouthful of underpants.
I want you, baby.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker. Because thanks to you, when it comes to panties, extra large means extra yummy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
In your life.
Join the club.
For the week of February 5th, 2007, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
The Wooden Breeks is playing now at the Looking Glass Theater in the Water Tower Waterworks. Heidi Stillman directs Glenn Berger's masterful tale of a man tormented by the memory of his beloved and stuck in his own story. Join dreamers, schemers, and would-be lovers navigating their way through the murky Scottish town of Brood. For tickets, call 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheater.org.
About Face Theater presents Execution of Justice, Emily Mann's landmark play exploring the assassination of Harvey Milk, the trial of Dan White, and the infamous Twinkie defense. This must-see production, directed by Gary Griffin of Broadway's The Color Purple, is playing now at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse, 2257 North Lincoln. For tickets to Execution of Justice, call 773-871-3000 or visit aboutfacetheater.com.
And Northwestern University presents the Tony Award-winning director Mary Zimmerman's version of Shakespeare's Cymbeline. Watch as Zimmerman makes this romantic world unfold. Cymbeline is playing only through the 18th, so call now 847-491-7282 for more information.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com. And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Well, folks, it's time for us to go to the movies. Look ahead to the month of February. You know, it's still cold in most parts of the country. Not as cold as it used to be before we had all these bad gases by the Bush administration going up into the air.
That's
but anyhow.
Right. Bad gases.
Bad gases. but it's still cold outside. And also, it's the month of love. So maybe it's time to go see some movies in the month of February. Go on a nice date. And I am here with Richard Knight Jr., our
Hi.
Movie critic. to take us to a night at the movies. Where should we be looking for the month of February? What is great on the movie front
this
month?
Well, I'm trying to see in February early if we got any love stuff. The first
doesn't
week,
have to be love.
I was going
to
say, because the first week we got The Dead Girl finally opening here and Hannibal Rising.
Yes. Well, some people, that's just kind of how love goes.
Yeah. We do have Pacini for Beginners, which has a lesbian romance in it. That's going to be at Landmark, so here in Chicago.
That's check early that February.
Out. Early February. I think at some point in February, we're going to see Factory Girl.
Oh, thank God. That's the Warhol film.
The Warhol film with Sienna Miller as
yes,
Edie Sedgwick.
Jude Law's like on again, off again.
And I think Guy
She's
Pearce...
She's just stunning. I just love her.
Do you?
I do. Yeah. I liked her in Casanova very much because she was just... I lost her in that film, and I like that film. I'm a fan of that movie.
I go in and out on her. There are certain things, you know, that I've seen her in that I really dig her. And then, yeah, so I'm excited because I love the whole story. So that's coming. Eddie Murphy's got a drag comedy, Norbit, where
oh,
again.
Oh, God. I saw the trailer on it. Made me laugh out loud.
Yeah. Seriously?
It did make me laugh out loud.
Okay. Well, then that's a good sign that they, you know.
But sometimes they show you the best stuff in the trailers. You know, the best shit's kind of there, and then you got nothing but crap.
But at least, you know, maybe whatever. There's another lesbian comedy with Heather Graham called Grey Matters. That's opening in February here.
Yeah.
It's another one of those things, sort of like Imagine Me and You.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
It's called Grey Matters.
Grey Matters. There you go. I like Heather Graham. Especially as Roller Girl. We've seen a lot of her.
Oh, yeah. Roller Girl. Yeah. Wasn't that a great film? Boogie Nights. There's a rom-com with Hugh Grant and Drew Barrymore called Music and Lyrics.
Yes.
Where he plays kind of an old... you know, kind of pop idol who's sort of...
He's kind of like a Flock of Seagulls guy.
He was big in the 80s.
Or Duran Duran. Yeah. He's a British, right? He was a British group lead singer.
Yeah, and people kind of, you know, she sort of has to write a song with him or so. I haven't seen it yet. They haven't screened it, but I don't think I've seen... I actually have seen these two Virginia Madsen pictures who we're going to be talking to. The first is The Astronaut Farmer.
Okay.
Which is probably one of the best family films I've seen.
Oh, wow.
It's the story of this farmer, Billy Bob Thornton, who's a scientist who builds a spaceship in his barn.
Oh, my God. Sounds like something Billy Bob Thornton would actually do.
And she plays the wife, and it's a really beautifully written piece. And then that's the end of February. That same week, she's in this film with Jim Carrey. It's a thriller called The Number 23.
Now, I've seen a trailer for that where he kind of becomes obsessed with how the number 23 has taken place in his life.
Yeah.
What did you think of the movie?
Haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't seen that
I'm going to see that next week.
All right.
But those are both opening the same week, so we're going to get an overdose.
Of course,
of
you can always go to nightatthemovies.com or read Windy City Times, and you'll find out exactly what Richard thinks
always,
of all of these.
Always.
Now, big comedy coming up with Reno 911 Miami.
Yeah, I'm going to see that.
Comedy Central. Comedy Central is doing really well at taking their hit shows and making them into films with South Park and now
Reno. Well, they're actually, if you know, this one's any indication, if it does well, they'll be ahead of the SNL. Because, I mean, you know, all those SNL sketch comedies, I don't think there's been one good one.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But Lieutenant Dangle.
Yes. Lieutenant
with
Dangle.
With the short shorts.
Yeah.
And the whole cast are in this one. So that's coming at the end of February. And then we have a couple of... I don't know if it's a Disney comedy, but it should be. John Travolta. You know?
Yes, I saw a trailer for this.
Tim Allen and Martin Lawrence play kind of these guys who get on their Harleys and ride around and become sort of
involved. It's City Slickers with Harley Davidson.
Yeah, on bikes.
There you go.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's an easy sell to Hollywood, probably right there. You know, Space Cowboys is in an airship.
You got it.
You got it. But probably these guys are all pretty funny and charming. So, you know, if it's at least decently written, it'll be a good comedy.
Right. And then there's the new David Fincher film.
Who's David Fincher?
David Fincher made Seven and Panic Room. And,
yeah.
So he's doing the Zodiac, the picture, which is about the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah.
Which is this thriller with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay. He was just named like 2006 most man we'd love to be gay.
Oh my God. Did you see him on the Saturday Night Live thing where he did the whole... He came out. This is so great. You've got to YouTube this. It's amazing. He comes out and he says, I agreed to do the show if nobody would talk about Brokeback Mountain. And then there's two gay cowboys in the audience. Uh-huh. And he rips off his clothes and does "And I'm Telling You I'm Not Going in Drag."
Does he really?
And sings it in a falsetto, and he's on, you know.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to YouTube that. So, YouTube Jake Gyllenhaal and Saturday
Night
Live.
YouTube him. Anyway, that's going to be probably a very creepy thriller. Mm-hmm. I understand it's more straight ahead than the typical David Fincher film.
Okay.
So that's coming. And then Michelle Pfeiffer with her first real starring role in 5 years.
Where has she been? What was the last one? White Oleander?
God, I want to say, yeah. I think. And then, wait, what was the other one with Harrison Ford? That was kind of the same time where What Lies Beneath?
Oh, yeah. I think that was before, though. Maybe not.
Okay. Well,
interesting, you know, because it's kind of this, we're having this rebirth. And we talked about this a little bit even with some of the women that we talked about at Oscar time. With the Helen Mirren, with the Judi Dench, with the Meryl Streep, and now Michelle Pfeiffer. You know, these are definitely older women. And now Diane Keaton's also got a new movie coming out.
Oh, yes, at the end of this month.
Yeah, that will be out the whole month of February, I'm sure, as well. So, you know, it's just, it's interesting that, you know, there is a resurgence of the older woman. You know, it's not all tweens doing their thing. Maybe there's... And that's a good thing.
I as a middle-aged person myself, I'm very excited that our population is going to be aging. The shift is happening. You know, it's just, it's a given. The baby boomers are moving into their emeritus years.
Yeah, exactly. Anything new coming out on video that would be exciting in the month of February?
I think the thing that I talked about actually that will be very exciting for the boys, for the men, is that Oliver Stone is going back once again and recutting Alexander. This is a three,
man is obsessed with that
40
film,
hour.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he's putting back in more of the romance with Jared Leto that he took out for the other cut, and supposedly there's going to be a lot of stuff that was originally cut out.
There you go.
Because he wanted
pretty
to,
guy that
he
Jared
says
Leto.
He wants to put. He wanted to put in the romance between Alexander and I can never think of his name. The you know the boy toy.
Patroclus. Petrocles?
Metropolis, that's
no,
it.
No, it begins with a P.
Patrocles. Heracles.
It begins something like
that. Patomoli.
It's something like that.
Anyway.
Patrocles.
He says this is his final word, and he's putting everything back in and stuff that you never saw. And so
go and look for
those
it.
That wanted to see the romance between he and the guy and the Persian boy, this could be your ticket.
All right. Well, we might need a lesbian DVD somewhere.
We definitely going to have a lesbian DVD. Well, there's some stuff coming out. There's a wonderful thing from Wolf Video coming right for Valentine's Day. It's a collection of lesbian short films.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there's some stuff.
So check out Wolf
we'll
Video
get you
on that. Get us gals
there.
All in the romantic
yeah,
way.
Absolutely.
Well, Richard, we appreciate it. You know, you can always check you out on your website. Tell us what that
www.nightatthemovies.com, is. www.nightatthemovies.com, and that's with a K.
K-N-I-G-H-T at themovies.com. Mm-hmm. Or check Richard out every week at Windy City Times in the paper.
Right.
Or you can check it out on WindyCityMediaGroup.com and just read Windy City Times online if you are so inclined. Because you write a funny good review, too. I like that about you. You're honest and also clever. So it's very good.
Thank you.
Lots of good movies. What's the movie you're most excited about for February? The one.
I have
you
to
can't
look
give
over,
me two.
I can't. I have to give you one. I think the one I really am excited about is, I'm going to say Zodiac.
All right, Zodiac. All right, Know Where You Lie, the Robert Downey Jr., Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal.
I just like Jake a good Gyllenhaal. Thriller. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
He ain't all that
That's all
I
need to say. It's a queer cast. You can say it.
Okay.
Be proud.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much, Richard.
Thank you.
The Windy City Queercast is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago and Legends, a comedy by James Kirkwood about big stars, big egos, and big hair, starring Dynasty stars Joan Collins and Linda Evans. Playing now. For tickets, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Hi, Neil D. Paris here from NewWorldAstrology.com, Windy City's very own astrologer. Now you can have a personal reading based on your own birth chart. Discover your life path, your gifts and challenges this lifetime, relationship compatibility, career, finance, and more. Practical advice using real astrology. It's unique to you. You'll be amazed what your birth chart reveals. Everyone has a unique life purpose. What's yours? Find out more at newworldastrology.com.
And this is your Windy City Queercast News.
Lambda Legal secured asylum for a Mexican man who has suffered death threats and beatings from police and others because of his sexual orientation. Jorge Soto Vega, who faced severe harassment and violence from the community and his family from an early age, endured a legal process that began in 2003 before he was granted asylum in the United States.
A senior Democratic official who wished to remain anonymous has said that comedian Al Franken has decided to run for the Senate in Minnesota in 2008. However, the news was not unexpected. Recently, Franken had been calling members of the Minnesota congressional delegation to get their input on a run, and he announced this week that he would be leaving his show on Air America Radio on February 14th.
The Michigan Court of Appeals has ruled that public universities and governments cannot provide health insurance to the partners of gay employees without violating the state constitution. Reversing a ruling from an Ingham County judge, a three-judge panel said a 2004 voter-approved ban on gay marriage also applies to same-sex domestic partner benefits.
San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom, the cutie, has publicly apologized for having a sexual relationship with his former campaign manager's wife. Alex Turek resigned after confronting his boss, Newsom, about his relationship with his wife, Ruby Rippey Turek, who once worked as the mayor's appointment secretary.
Dean Gutierrez, a former San Antonio police officer, was sentenced to 24 years in prison for sexually assaulting a transgender woman. U.S. District Judge Xavier Rodriguez sentenced Gutierrez following testimony in which Gutierrez cried and begged for probation. The victim, Gabrielle Bernal, said the officer orally and anally raped her. Gutierrez claimed the sex was consensual.
Mary Cheney, the lesbian daughter of Vice President Dick Cheney, has defended her decision to become pregnant in the New York Times. Quote, "When Heather and I decided to have a baby, I knew it wasn't going to be the most popular decision," she said. "This is a baby. This is a blessing from God. It is not a political statement. It is not a prop to be used in a debate on either side of a political issue. It is my child."
Go, girl. Yes. Best-selling author and producer Sidney Sheldon died January 30th at age 89 of complications from pneumonia. His novels included The Page-Turners, Rage of Angels, and If Tomorrow Comes. However, he was also a TV producer, and he produced The Patty Duke Show and I Dream of Jeannie.
Master. And Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe is nude in London's West End revival of the play Equus and has caused quite a controversy by posing for racy promotional photos. The Tony Award-winning drama tells the story of a stable boy who has an erotic fixation with horses. In the promo photos, Radcliffe bears it all alongside a white horse, and in another, he is pictured with a naked Joanna Christie, the actress who portrays his girlfriend.
And that is your Windy City Queercast news.
Hey, this is Levi Christ, and you're listening to Amy and Peter on Windy City Queercast.
I like the sound of your bell dropping, your door locking, you jangle your keys. I like the sound of your heart stopping, of lip locking, the grazing of knees. I like the sound of skin touching.
All right, ladies, I'd like you to imagine this. Hot women everywhere. Lesbians everywhere. Poolside, laying in the sun, playing volleyball, laughing, dancing, drinking. What more can I say? It is an absolute oasis in the middle of a very hot Palm Springs, March 28th through April 1st. I'm talking about the Dinosaur Weekend. And here to talk with us about Dinosaur Weekend and all of the fun, and who encourage you that if you've not made your plans, then get to it. And if you have, she's going to entice you with everything fun going on that you don't want to miss. Coming up March 28th through April 1st, I have with me Julie Mosier from Girl Bar. Hey, Julie, how
hey,
are
lady.
You?
Lady.
Hello. I'm doing very, very well. You make me want to go to Dinosaur right now with that intro.
I think that a lot of people are going to be going to Dinosaur. How many women do you expect that will hit Palm Springs, California that weekend?
Definitely over 5,000 women
wow.
Come in and take over the city for it used to be a weekend, but now Girl Bar has expanded it to a week long event.
Yeah.
So this year will be the first year that it's actually a week long. Over 5,000 women taking over such a huge city for such a long period of time is heaven for every lesbian on the face of this earth.
Now, how did it start? How did the Dinosaur Weekend start?
Well, essentially, it started off as the, Dinosaur Nabisco, golf tournament. And
Does anybody go watch golf anymore? Does anybody play golf?
I mean, maybe little putt.
It's a very small portion of what actually happens at Dinosaur these days. Essentially, they had gone. Sandy Sachs and Robin Gans, the owners of Girl Bar and founders of Dinosaur, they went and watched the golf tournament and decided that it wasn't so fun to follow around someone hitting a golf ball. And so they decided, wow, there's really a lot of lesbians here. Let's do something with this. So then they started throwing these successful parties that became world-renowned parties. And now they happen to be, Girl Bar Dinosaur is like the biggest event that happens in the world for women.
Yeah, it's
every
really
year for 17 years.
Now, what is the allure of Dinosaur? And is that relationship still familiar with the woman herself?
With Dinosaur, she's no longer on Earth with us.
Right, but I mean, her people, I mean, is there any connection at all with, like, her camp, no. or is her name just kind of the legacy of the event?
Her name is definitely the legacy of the event. There is no connection. It just kind of, spawned off of that tournament that was so recognizable, and that, they just saw that these lesbians were coming to support that. And then they decided let's do something a little bit different, and let's, add all these fun elements in, keep people here a little longer. It's pretty separate.
Well, I know in the gay men's community, right, the circuit party phenomenon is just it's a huge thing, and it's been a big thing for a long time. But I've always heard this as sort of the pinnacle of the lesbian quote unquote circuit party or big event. And I think the cool thing about it is it's so much more than just things. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the activities that folks can get into? Because it's not just sort of standing in a bar drinking. There's actually so much more around that whole thing. So take us through some of the highlights.
Us through the week. What does the week look like for you all?
Yeah. Well, like Wednesday night, everybody comes and
they do. Ooh,
everybody,
right?
Everybody. Simultaneously,
all the women at the same time. You'll hear it all the way in Chicago, I'm sure.
Then I'm going to Japan. Bye.
there's the meet and greet cocktail party at the Wyndham, and that starts on Wednesday. And there's a little, it starts off a little bit slow to kind of keep people in the groove and let them settle in. And there's like an outdoor patio type of event. And then Thursday night, there's a huge comedy show, which has some of the best comedians like Michelle Ballin and Poppy. And they do their thing on Thursday night. So again, that's at Hotel Zoso, which is an amazing hotel. It's so beautiful. And that's where all of the VIP package holders stay. And then also on Thursday night, there's the big kickoff party, dance party, to kind of start Dinosaur in that whole, feeling of the circuity kind of thing. And that's at Hunter's. And then it goes into pool parties. And then on Friday night, the huge white party, which is probably the most famous party of Dinosaur. It actually is. And that one sold out every year. So by Friday night, we're in full swing, and Saturday kind of wind down again and, hang out at the pool. And, and then that's where, I forgot to say, at the white party, that is where Lucy Lawless will be. So she'll be there on Friday night.
AKA Zena, who's now gone blonde. Wearing her,
well, with she's naturally blonde.
Yes, she is.
That's what I've heard.
Yes. Not that naturally blonde, though. That color's not on God's color chart anymore for women over 20. But yes, she is blonde. She's not a brunette.
Right. And then, on Saturday it's the pool parties, and then Saturday night is the huge, huge main event, which is the RA event. And there's over 4,000 women at that specific event. So you can imagine how big that is. And that is they hold that at the convention center, which is the hugest place to have an event in Palm Springs. So they Girl Bar rents out the convention center and throws that big event there, which has Carmen Electra at that one too, and Christine W. So, oof, that's going to be a good one.
That is just yummy right there on a stick.
I know. And it's totally, totally hot. And Sunday, jazz brunch, kind of get people, winding down again, and then a big pool party. And then Sunday night, the big closing party. So, it's just action packed, and everybody has, you can buy the passes for to go to every single event, or you can pick and choose and, you know, by separate things or by separate tickets to each of the events, depending on, you know, what you want to do. If you're there just to kind of girl watch and hang out at the pools and go to, you know, a couple of the really huge events, you can pretty much customize it to your liking.
Well, we should say that you can find out all about the Girl Bar events at DinahShoreWeekend.com. Now, you all have Caroline Ray also is going to be there doing comedy. You have Cece Pinsenton. Absolutely. I mean, you have so many amazing and Goddess and She, who people probably saw on the L Word. I mean, you have like a lot of big talent. Are you going to be wrangling all the talent, Julie Mosier? Are you going to be having to make sure they get where they're supposed to be, or are they just? I mean, I would imagine I would imagine they need some serious bodyguards like Carmen Electra. With 5,000 lesbians.
Christine W.
There you go, girl. For people who don't know, when Julie and I worked together years ago on the old Lesbi Gay Radio, Christine W. Was one of our guests. And were you there that day when she walked in? And I was like, holy shit. I was like, girl. And all these straight AM radio guys, their jaws dropped. And they were like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Dude, who's that man?
Exactly. She's something to behold. Do you know I got mistaken for Christine W. during the closing ceremonies of the Gay Games this year? Somebody called me Christine.
Lucky and you.
I laughed so hard because I had my blonde hair and I had it up on my head and I had sparkly top on and these sunglasses, and I walked by. It was when they were checking in the talent people, and I said, oh no, honey, I'm not Christine W., but thank you so much for thinking I am. And then I went into my trailer and then I came back out and I walked out past the table, and at that moment Christine W. walked by and she's like mammoth tall and got a rack out to here, and I just kind of pointed at her and went and mouthed at the woman who had mistaken me, and I said, that's Christine W. She was like, oh, okay. It would be like me on steroids and, you know, blown out of proportion. She's a big, beautiful girl.
This big weekend, though. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm just so excited just to even see all of the talent.
Yeah.
You know, because there is. I mean, originally when Christine W., you know, came out, or at least when I started hearing Christine W. in the communities, I mean, it was definitely more for the guys, but
right
now she's definitely, I mean, she's huge with the lesbians, which I think is great.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see her perform in front of 5,000 women. I think that'll just be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So now with the weekend, a lot of the hotels are sold out, right? Mm-hmm. How are people going to find places to light themselves? Lay down.
Well, I guess we'll have to get pretty creative. Yes, currently all of the hotels with Girl Bar are sold out, with the exception there's a few VIP packages left at the Zoso, not many but a few, and Girl Bar Sandy and Robin are in the process of getting another hotel, which should be secured by next week to be able to sell more rooms. So this year is the biggest year so far for Girl Bar Dinah Shore. Because they've never sold out this early in the game ever in the 17-year history. So it just continues to grow. And pretty soon, you know, they'll be holding it'll expand way further than Palm Springs, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it so sounds like a good time. Have you ever been? Because I know you're new working with the Girl Bar gals.
I'm embarrassed to say I've never been to Dinah Shore, but, you know, looking at all the pictures and hearing all the stories, especially now that I work for Girl Bar, everybody talks about Girl Bar Dinah Shore. And they say that, you know, there's so much energy and such a great time and so many hot women. And I mean, the events are overly produced. I mean, they're, you know, tens of thousands of dollars into each event with lighting and, you know, and decor and dancers and everything that happens. They say it's like you walk in and just be prepared to have a heart attack. So
yeah.
I can't wait. I'm really excited.
Well, absolutely. And I hope that this kind of event, I think, especially for the girls, because, you know, again, I just have to hark back to the boys. We got circa parties in every city around every point of the year and anywhere you want to go. And I think this is such a pinnacle event. And I hope that this is a good trend for the community in general, because I think it's so important that you can have these big weekends where you can get away from your life. You can get out there. You can go. You can party. You can meet so many incredible people from around the world. I think that's probably the biggest thing about having these giant events, especially someplace as cosmopolitan as Palm Springs. It's a great focus point for everybody to come together. But Julie, I'm so excited. I mean, you know, it's great that other people are going to go, but I'm so excited that you're going to go because you are going to have such an incredible time, and you're
going to be a virgin
so
at the Dinah.
Things. And honey, they're going to be on you like
working.
White on rice. They're going to be all over you, all over you. Buy a lot of coffee before the weekend.
That's
comes.
Right. Start planning your outfits
too.
Plan
your
girl.
Outfits. Absolutely.
I know. We're going to have to hook up, and you're going to have to help me.
I know. It's yet determined if I'm going to get out there, but it's
she's going to go, folks. She's being coy.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Well, everybody, I hope that you'll check out dinosaurweekend.com. Check out what's happening in Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. Find somebody you know, or you know what? You could just go and find... And you're sure that there'll be a bed that you can probably land in probably a few nights
that's
a week.
Dirty.
That's right. I'm sure there are pool chairs. Come on. And I just encourage everybody to, you know, go check it out. March 28th through April 1st out in Palm Springs, California. Julie Mosier, thanks so much.
Thank you. It was great talking to you guys, and hopefully we get to see you at Dinosaur, because I don't think Dinosaur would be the same in Mimi if you set your foot there. I think it'd be a whole different story.
Would
it be the same if I came?
And I'd be able to record it all for posterity's sake. Yeah, a bit frightening. Watch out. I may be there. Who knows? All right, we'll be back after this.
And thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This show is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago, for the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows on our website and in iTunes.
The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it.
Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.